la maudite des vieux chauds.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you.
Hey, Baba, revolve!
Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. No, you're an angel witch.
It only
all by
says,
way of saying. What's that?
It only sounds right when Dave says it.
I know. Whenever we try to do it, it's super lame.
You should. Yeah, no. I've gotten a lot of emails about it in my absence.
It's all Chris. I don't do it.
Oh, wow. Just throw me under the bus.
I'm just saying.
Okay. You've done it.
But I did it once. Didn't like it.
It's not for everybody.
No. Didn't feel right.
Like this show is. Not for it's for everyone, but it's not for everybody. Which is to say, hello and welcome to the Dave Hill Good Time Hour with me, Dave Hill. Dave from before. Mentioned earlier. How are you doing, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck?
I'm great. I got my Good Time Hour t-shirt on.
Those are available at the Dumb Industries website for just $70 each.
I ran a sale. They're $65.
$65. Oh, I'd love to get my hands on one of those.
That's a bargain.
How are you doing, New Jersey Chicken Rancher Dez?
Doing great, Dave. Saw Willie Nelson this weekend.
Where?
Excuse me. Over in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They had their annual music fest, and Willie was a headliner on Saturday night. So
was it Willie Nelson and family?
It was a small version of it. It was his son, I think, his harmonica player that's been with him the whole time, or a very long time of it.
His son, what's his son's name?
He's got a few.
A few names or a few sons?
Probably both.
He seems like someone that's got like 25 kids out there.
You know, Lucas or Micah, I think when he introduced him.
I think Micah is the one that I am Instagram pals with.
Okay.
But he goes by Particle Kid, so I can't remember.
See? A couple names. So
yeah, that's why I was confused.
It checks out.
Yeah, Micah Nelson.
There you go. Yeah, him.
I thought they were coming near here. I guess that was the near here.
Yes, that might have been it. But he's busy this summer, and I'll tell you, yeah, he doesn't hide on stage. They don't hide from him. He's out front and center. He's still Willie Nelson, 100%.
Who will? Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, you know,
what
sometimes.
Do you mean? Oh, like hide him like he's Brian Wilson or something? Not Brian Wilson,
right? You know, you just don't. He's 89 years old. God bless him. And you never know at that stage. But I was blown away at how, you know, with it he was. And Trigger awesome. Was yeah. there. His guitar Trigger sounded great.
The one with the hole in it.
Yep.
I gotta see.
Caladep says Micah's percussion. Lucas says his own band, The Promise of the Real.
Yeah, Micah has his own band too, Particle Kid. It's really good. It's good stuff. Anyway, man, I'm jealous. That wasn't even what was I was gonna say something really important.
Sorry, Willie Nelson trumps all.
No, it does. It does trump all.
Oh, like minutes before we went live, it was reported that the FBI has raided Mar-a-Lago.
I heard that. Yeah, breaking. Breaking
exciting news.
Probably nothing will come of it.
I don't know. This might be the big one.
I've been hearing that for years.
Got to have the goods to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Really? We'll see.
Even if they're making it up. Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, Chris, the lead up to this show, very slick.
Oh, thank you. All sorts of
Matt, graphics.
Got to give a shout out to Matt Reiser, who's been helping out with the pre-show reels.
Holy smokes.
He put those together.
Holy smokes.
He does a great job.
Well, speaking of slick, we have a very slick program tonight. We have an actual guest. Real, I mean, we always have actual guests. This guy's, he's a professional. He's the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is exciting.
This is like sweeps week. So I was like, let's get. he is an awesome guest. Which is not taking anything away from any other guests on the show. I know anyone who's ever done the show then also watches/listens to the show.
Usually.
Like Curtis Steigers, for example. And he's probably watching or hearing this in the future.
Gotta have him back.
Wants to jump off a building. Yeah.
Because of the show or just...
Because I've built up our guests tonight so much.
Yeah. Yeah, we should check in on Curtis then.
We'll check in on him. Make sure he doesn't jump off a building. How have you guys been? What's been happening in my absence?
Been watching some movies.
Yeah, we watched some Nick Cage movies while you were gone.
I'm so sad to have missed that.
There's much to miss. His early work might have been a little problematic. Probably couldn't have made Vampire's Kiss in 2022.
We watched Vampire's Kiss last week, and it was... and also The Wicker Man. Both movies are very he plays very misogynistic characters.
I thought you guys were watching the original Wicker Man.
No.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, why would we do that?
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
And it's public domain.
What's the fun in watching a good movie?
Is
The Wicker Man in public domain?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll comparative.
That's how Payne Nadal, we just stole that movie for one of our videos because we didn't have any money to make a video. Wow. And it was during the pandemic. So I was like, I'll just cut up Wicker Man.
There you go.
There's a lot of good stuff actually good stuff in the public domain. Night of Living Dead.
Oh, yeah.
The most infamous. Mm. Nosferatu. House on Haunted Hill.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if we have time for any crime blotter before we bring our top-notch guest on tonight.
Should we do crime blotter with our guest?
We could. We should probably do that because I don't want to keep him waiting because he's a real guest. He's not like one of these usual garbage guests that we have.
Right.
Like these off-the-street guests.
We make them wait.
No, I'm joking. 45 minutes. I love all our guests. But this guest... He's a dear friend. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's a showman. He does a little bit of singing.
Ooh, a renaissance
man. Song and dance man. But I think of him as much as any of those things, he's a gateway to the great outdoors for me.
Excellent. Wow.
I think he's if I had to pick one person... Be like, hey, Dave, we're going to throw you in the woods to survive somehow. Or like, you know, whatever. The tundra. I'd say this guy would know. If he didn't know what to do, he'd at least be entertaining. Which is half the battle of survival. You know him.
Second best thing.
From the hit TV series, Bob's Burgers, as well as the brand new Bob's Burgers movie, but in both of which he plays Zeke, or is the voice of Zeke. He's coming in from parts unknown. Let's bring him on.
Yep.
Bobby Tisdale. There he is.
Hey guys.
Bobby. Hey Bobby.
Bobby, thank you for agreeing to do this.
Oh my God. It's a, it's been a it's like a bucket list, you know.
For
you know, there's a
that's what a lot of people say.
No, it's like, you know, there's Colonel Sanders has, you know, the bucket of chicken. This is just as good. This is like a bucket of chicken for comedy for me.
That is, yeah, it's my original
pleasure.
Original recipe. Are you original recipe?
You're the original recipe.
Oh, I'm the original recipe.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say, do you prefer original recipe KFC Kentucky Fried Chicken or the crispy, the spicy?
I think you got to go crispy. If you got fried chicken, why would you want like something that feels like it's been in like in a sauna for like 2 hours?
Yeah,
still tastes good,
mm-hmm.
but it's been, you know, it's a little damp.
Yeah, yeah, you get that.
Damp's a terrible word in the first place. So why would you want damp chicken?
Damp,
good chicken, maybe. I get that.
Damp good. I remember.
Damp good.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, as we called it growing up. I remember, like, when there would be a bucket of that, like, if you were out, you know, swimming in some man-made lake somewhere in Ohio, and there would be my parents, if they, on the rare occasion, they would spring for something like a bucket of KFC.
Spring chicken.
Oh, yeah. I would just be like, we're living. We're finally living our potential.
Well, you know, in the South, like I'm from the South, but
yeah, you're from North Carolina.
Have you ever heard of Bojangles?
Yes.
Yes. So Bojangles kind of pushed KFC out into the back to the North. So Bojangles chicken is incredibly good. That's where, you know, you're having a family reunion. It's like, who's bringing the Bojangles? Because you guys, the other guy, have you ever had none of you guys?
Not Bojangles, but Popeyes is really making a move, hard move into the North. And I don't know about that.
I don't know about Popeyes.
It's better than KFC. It's better than the current.
It's better than KFC for sure.
Yeah.
Well, the Popeyes sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, I'll go on record as saying it's a superfood.
I'm 100% with you, Dave.
Sure. Yeah. I never got one. I remember one time, Dave, like we were going to go to the one in the Village, but it was out. Like they were sold out. Mm. The only Popeyes nearby, they didn't have those sandwiches.
And with good reason.
Yeah.
It's an amazing sandwich.
You should have got there earlier.
Wait, now, Bobby, you're from North Carolina originally.
Yeah, that was a good segue, right?
Yeah, yeah. What city? We don't want anyone going to your boyhood home.
No, it doesn't matter. I lived in Wilkesboro, which is between Winston-Salem and Boone, the northwest part of the state. I lived in Charlotte for about 7 years, and then Wilmington for about 4 years.
Oh, wow. So you were a bit of a rambling man.
A little rambler. But Asheville is my... If you ever want to get into the... You've done shows in Asheville, correct?
I have not. I think I'm going.
Dave, you've got... Asheville... If you ever want me to open up for you for a show, let's just do a show. I think Merman's doing a show in Asheville soon.
Oh, is he?
It's the best town in North Carolina. Super liberal. It's fantastic, beautiful, just right in the mountains.
I was just contacted about doing something there. We should go do it together.
Well, I was just wondering, and because I, by the way, thank you, Dave. I love you so much, and thank you so much for having me. You are truly one of my favorite people in the world, and you've been on my show a few times. Yeah, and we've known the same manager, whatever. We know we run the same, you know.
Oh yeah,
circuit.
Yeah,
but not to manager drop, but. I think that would be a fun show, and I truly love to open. I love to host a show, but I should open for you. Is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm happy to. Well, we can sort this out. You know,
we could do it right now.
We have the power.
I got lawyer here. We wanted to like figure out the contract tonight, if you don't mind.
I would like to get legal on this.
I can represent you.
Yeah, let's get legal.
Dave.
Hey, Gary. Gary, yes. Come on. Yeah. No, he's just getting out of his SUV, but he's coming up right now. We're going to figure this out right now.
Oh, good.
Gary is my legal guidance. So, But I think, no, for real, I think it'd be so much fun to, because, you know, I'll do my little silly stuff, get the audience going on, and then you come out and do your, like, guitar stuff and all that fun stuff, and then we come out, do, we'll sing together.
Yeah, we could do some stuff. Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
I think it'd be so much fun.
Let's do it. Jamie on so what says, I would love to see this show. There we go.
I think it'd be great. I think it would be great. So listen, what number guest am I on your show now?
How many guests have we
300?
Had?
300. How many guests have you been on your show?
We're approaching 300, I think.
Really?
That's not possible.
No.
Well, between, you know, you did Dave Hill's podcast.
You're talking of all time.
I did that. I did your podcast a long time ago.
Yeah, you've done that.
That was fun.
Good Time Hour. Fun. We've been doing almost 2 years.
Though, maybe 100.
So. Is it really 2 years?
We might what? Be, no, not 100.
Possible.
It's getting up there. It's getting close
we're
to
in the
100.
Neighborhood.
Might even be more than 100.
Who knows?
It's more than 100 weeks, but actual full team squad assemblage.
Yeah, I've had a lot of procedures in recent months. Okay. I've been rambling a bit. Where are you now, Bobby? Can you say?
I'm in upstate. I'm in Mount Tremper right now.
Oh,
upstate,
you are
in the Catskills. Yeah.
Oh, I love.
Yeah, we
that.
Came up. The family came up for a week, and I I love it. It's changed a lot since you've been here. It's just really, it's so fun.
I know. I am
Catskills guys are. It's been. Well, you haven't been here for like five years.
Yeah.
No, we hadn't. I don't.
Too many.
We didn't
years.
Have any kids then. Was it then?
Yeah, like I think there years? Was. It was pre kid.
Emily might have been pregnant.
Yeah. Just.
I think she was pregnant.
And I remember. Good times.
Emily's. And by the way, for context, Emily's the neighbor that I get pregnant. She's just like I don't. We're not married to her. I just. She's like a mountain woman. I just get. I impregnate her. She gives me kids.
The schedule.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Emily the neighbor was pregnant.
It's I mean, anything like, goes scene up there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, yeah, we're hippies. It's Woodstock area.
It's wild.
I love it. Now, yeah. You
Wild West.
And you have a lot of, there's a lot of musicians up there. And
oh, my God.
Good.
Name a musician. Name a musician.
There are. There is Owen Biddle up there? Bassist Owen Biddle?
Owen used to be.
He left.
Owen used to be. Yeah, he's in Nashville now.
Oh my gosh,
Chris Mack. You know Chris Maxwell.
Yes,
Zach Janikian with plays with Amos Lee, Conway Twitty. Who else?
Conway Twitty. That...
no, remember Conway Twitty?
Oh, do I? Yeah, sure. He has that. What's oh that song God. He sings with Loretta Lynn, where it's a phone call going back and forth? I have it here.
Oh yeah.
It's a classic.
Do you have it? Do you have it immediately?
I do have it immediately. I believe so.
What was that? Oh, not Islands in the Spring. No, that was Islands.
Kenny,
that wasn't
that's Kenny
that.
And Dolly.
Kenny, that is Kenneth. Kenneth, yeah.
Let's see. Kenneth Conway and Dolly. Pulling it up. What is the song?
Conway Twitty. Wow.
Louisiana woman, Mississippi man.
No, this is killing man. Me. I'm embarrassed. It's taken me.
Well, I'm sorry I brought it up.
No. I'm now we need to figure this out.
We're all
Conway
on
Conway Twitty.
Conway
there we go.
Twitty. What else?
As
do you
soon
do?
As I hang up the phone, it's called.
Oh wait, are you playing it?
I can't play it, Chris. Can you play it?
Yeah. Can you put the link?
Guys, I'm so sorry.
No,
I know we like to riff, and I'm sorry that I did this, but
can you put the link
I don't know
in the
why
chat?
I don't think I've do said it. Conway Twitty. I don't think I've said the name Conway Twitty in like 35 years.
And now here we are.
Now here we are, but we all need to hear now.
Oh my God!
You doing it
now? We really. I'm pulling it out. I had it in my.
Islands in the Stray. That is what we are.
Here we
are.
Go. Okay.
No one in between.
Okay. Here we go.
How can we be?
Okay, I'm sending it to you, Chris. This is
all right.
Massive.
Yes.
Where are you
thank
sending?
You.
I sent one to the.
It's in the private it. Chat. The
I got it.
Futuristic yeah. private chat.
I got
may
it.
We rely
it
on
first.
Each other.
Just saying.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
From one lover to another. Uh-huh. That's still Kenneth Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
I always think of the islands in the roadway up here when I hear that.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Islands in the street.
No one in between.
You know, I'm 5 years old in the back seat. That's what I'm seeing out in the world. That's all I know.
Oh, my God. You guys are so, this is, wow.
Yeah.
Dave, your production.
It's slick.
Squadron.
I mean,
incredible.
Look, this production.
You caught.
I wrote Chris a check for $500, and I said,
"Whoa,
put it all the bells and whistles you can with this
Conway
show."
Conway 20. Wow.
It all went up my nose.
What year was that?
All right, are we ready?
We're ready.
Yeah, we got to do it now.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Oh, this feels good.
Oh, this is great.
Hello.
Hello, Loretta.
Darling.
Oh.
I knew it was you.
That's it.
Loretta, there's something I just got to tell you.
Yes.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what to do.
I don't really know how to say this.
I got gas. I got gas.
Gave me the will to go on as soon as I picked.
That's a classic song.
We should,
oh yeah.
We should maybe talk over it so we don't get flagged.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh yeah, yeah, we'll get flagged.
That we're through.
Chris, abort,
don't
abort.
Flagged. Don't get flagged. Don't
abort.
Get flagged.
Don't, Chris, abort.
Don't get
we're
flagged.
Get
it's not worth it. Guys, stop it.
Yes. I mean,
you know how many Conway 20 people, like the Conway 20 police the
yeah,
is out there?
They're the most litigious legal team in country music.
Dave, have you ever been flagged before?
Oh, don't even get me started.
tell me.
I've been flagged on all platforms. I've
currently
banned from Twitter. We know this.
Yeah, it's old news.
I know that.
I got a stern talking to on TikTok.
Ooh.
Where I made reference. I didn't say that I did this or suggest anyone do this, but I just used the words. I said something about giving a hand job to a dog within the context.
Oh. Oh, wait, Dave, I've got to go. I'm sorry.
Gotta go. I'm sorry, Bobby. It's jarring. But yeah, I said it. I'm not really sure what context I gave it, but it was an innocent. And I got in trouble on TikTok for that.
Oh, but if you would have changed it to if you gave the dog a paw job, would it have been okay?
I think, yeah, it would have to be, right? It would have to be.
Context doesn't matter
anymore.
I mean,
that's the hope.
Dave, tell me what else is going on. I haven't really seen you live in... I don't think I've seen your physical face in, like, it's been a couple years. It's been...
Pre-pandy.
We have this... Yeah. I mean, we had a couple one-on-ones on my show, my Words American show. So I feel like now everybody has seen each other virtually.
Don't know what's going on down here, downstairs.
No. Oh no. I've been waxing for 2 years. I've never waxed in my life. I've been waxing all my body parts in the last 2 years.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now what's going on? I follow you have a new line of merchandise. Get on. You're wearing it now. Get on my property. Get on my property.
Dave, this is a show I'm making, and tonight is a great time to officially, because that's why I got Gary the lawyer.
Yeah,
I want you to be on this show.
I would love to be on it.
So let me just tell everybody what it's about. And then I've been wanting to do this for the last 10 years. Got this land up. You've been here up here.
Mm-hmm.
5 acres in the Catskills.
It's paradise.
Paradise. Super fun. I've always wanted to do a G-rated show. Not a kid's show. A G-rated show. I do have 3 children.
Yes. 3 daughters.
But a show.
3 lovely daughters.
Three lovely daughters.
But I believe I owe you.
You should interrupt me.
I deserve it. I don't know if I thanked you officially for the lovely Christmas card with your beautiful daughters on it. I maybe mentally did.
I want to thank my neighbor Emily who gave me 3 children. She I know we're not married and she only gave me 3 children, but she still sends out Christmas cards.
She knows what she's doing. I think she knows what. I know she.
She's good. She's real good.
She acts like, "Oh, get away! I'm trying to cut the lawn." But I
was like, "Honey, still cut the lawn, but send out the Christmas cards." I gave you 3 children, and if it wasn't for me, I mean, I know, like, Like it takes two to tango. It does take two to tango. And I had to inject her with my, you know what,
sure,
to give these three, you know, for these three babies. So the least you can do is give out some Christmas
cards. It's only fair.
For you. Or holiday cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Holiday cards. Well, I love it. Still on the mantle.
Wait, Bobby didn't get to describe his show.
No, I know. I cut him off. But Bobby, let's.
Dave, did we talk about you were on my 80? You were on my ADD show. Remember that? I did it like two of those. Didn't you do my ADD show?
Wait, which was this on?
I only did it twice, obviously, and it ended. My procrastination.
Oh yes, yes.
Procrastination.
Yes.
You gotta love the way. You remember that one?
Yes, yes.
You were on that show.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, so I feel like that's where we're going. We're a little ADD.
Why? Well, right, yeah, now. I cut you off, but your show.
It doesn't matter.
Get on my property. Let's talk about Get on My Property.
Get on My Property. It's a G-rated show, and I want you to be on it because I have a hidden. There's a hidden underground universe where I have my band. I was in a band called Not Bad, KNOT, with Chris Maxwell. Zach Janikian, I can name
it. It was an all-star lineup.
Who
plays with
Amos Lee.
He plays with currently. Amos Lee now.
He's plays with Amos Lee currently.
And I saw him with the Steely Dan guy, not Walter Becker.
He played with Steely Dan guys for I think a season or two. But do you guys have seasons as musicians?
Yeah.
How does that work?
He played in the spring season.
It's a good way to look at it.
So when you go on tour, is that like season three or four, or how does that work? How many seasons have you done?
I believe it is.
It is a season, right?
Donald Fagen, that's the guy.
Fagen.
I saw him with Donald Fagen at Austin City Limits.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah,
but I'm. But that's why I want you to be a part of this. So, because you're going to be my only quote unquote actor on my show. So I have this underground world I go into, and these underground creatures come out, which are my bandmates, and they want me to be the leader of a band in my show, Get on My Property. So Chris Maxwell, who does all the music for Bob's Burgers, he's very talented. Great. He's not a trained actor. He's a good actor, but Dave, you're a trained actor.
I've got chops.
You would take it to a level where we're going to make thousands and thousands of dollars.
I'm in.
If you're on the show.
I'm in. I can taste it.
But so much that I've been making merchandise. I mean, this is happening. We're about 90% finished with our pilot, and when we sell it or whatever we do with it, I'm officially asking you tonight if you want to be get on my property.
I'm saying yes, and we're recording this, Bobby, so that you're this.
No, it's that's why, and my lawyer's within reach.
Gary
Gary, over here now. Gary, so he's coming back.
Hey, it's John Moe, host of Depression Mode, a podcast about people's mental health journeys. Guess who we got? Guess who? It's Jamie Lee Curtis.
I look at life now as the game of guess who, which is simply the process of elimination. I know what I don't like. That's how I found out who I am.
Jamie Lee Curtis on addiction, show business, and fooling people, all on Depression Mode from Maximum Fun, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Manolo, we have a show to promote. It's called That's a Game Show.
It's a family-friendly podcast where listeners submit games and we play them with callers from around the world.
Oh, sounds good. New episodes happen every other Wednesday on MaximumFun.org.
It's a fast and loose oasis of absurd innocence and naivete.
Are you writing a poem?
No, and just saying things from my memory. And it's a nice break from reality. Is that, are we allowed to say that?
I don't know, it sounds bad.
It comes with a 100% happiness guarantee.
It does not. Come for the games and stay for the chaos.
But so we're going to make it an official tonight. It's recorded. I want you to officially get on my property.
I want in. I want in big time.
It's going to be so much fun. I don't make merch. I don't just like randomly make merchandise. Like I had this screen. I bought a 1991 Toyota pickup truck. Incredible. You might have seen it on Instantaneous Gram. But I drive this, I have this logo. This is the car I drive around Woodstock, and I get people to come on my property. And it's going to be such a fun show for kids and adults.
Yeah.
And every episode is going to have a brand new original song. So season one is going to have 13 songs. It's going to be incredible.
I love it.
And you're on. You said yes.
I'm in. I'm excited. I'm ready for this.
I'm so excited. I love this.
This is going to, and now is there, you're a whittler?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
funny you said that.
As opposed to a carver?
Look at that. Yeah. Look at this.
No, I make spoons. We talked about this before.
But it bears repeating. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, I make, I'm not, but yeah, I would say this is carving, but thank you. I appreciate the whittler. A lot of people say you're basically a country hick and you pick up, you know, get a stick, yeah, and make a sword, or you whittle a tip to it.
No, this is more elevated.
This is high end carving.
Now what do you do that? Will you use that for like a chili? Nice. Oh, the other.
This is for chili.
This is actually,
I mean, I don't know if you can see it, it's engraved. It just says for chili only. You probably can't see it. It's really small. Yeah, because I'm dabbling in wood burning, but it's a little probably too, you probably can't see it, but it says for chili only right there.
As well it should.
And this is a coffee scoop.
I was going to guess that was a chicory spoon, but coffee makes more sense.
Wait, let me see if I wrote chicory. Yeah, it is. Can you see it?
It's a chicory spoon.
Chicory. No, but yeah, I you know, if you come upstate, what we do is we just talk shop, and then I pull out my old pocket knife or my spoon knife, and I make a little spoon. And if you're lucky, when you leave, I give you a spoon, a hand.
I would love that.
Spoon.
How do you? I don't want to. You know, you don't have to pull back the curtain too much. But what do you? Is it all carving, or is there sanding involved?
You're really pulling back the onion layers.
It's
98% carving and 2% sanding. Don't have to. If you're a master craftsman, if your knife is sharp enough, you don't need to sand.
Yeah.
So I do it for, you know, I got three baby tongues. I have three baby tongues, and I don't want any splinters on my baby tongue.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wait, no, is
my girls, the girls.
Is that a different spoon from the chili spoon, or is that the same chili spoon?
No, this is I just changed hands.
Oh, I was faked out.
You're right. It's left hand. You serve it with chili with left hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And the right hand is only cheese grits.
Yep.
Total difference.
Sunday cheese grits.
Yeah, you can see. You can imagine cheese grits.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's a little chili.
How long does it take to knock out a spoon?
This took me 8 months. No, it took me. This guy. I'm sorry, it's a girl. It could be a girl.
You never know.
Could be a girl. This guy took me about 2 hours.
Okay.
Of just straight. Falls out like whittling. Like, yeah. I'm procrastinating. I got a script to write. I don't have time for that. I've got to make a chili spoon. Honey, put the kids to bed. I've got to make a chili spoon to officially give this to Dave Hill.
Not now.
Eventually.
I love it. Now, what? Now,
about 2 hours.
Can you say what piece of wood do you start with?
It could be any wood. This happens to be a, I wish I had its mate. I do have, there's another side. See how you see the curve to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing.
There's another piece of wood. I can't find it now, but I have another spoon that start like the spoon part's here, and the handle's here. So I have, it's kind of like a mate. So it's a set. So I split it down. You're an artist, Dave. You should appreciate this.
I do.
So,
yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. So it's like almost like a yin and yang, just to visualize, guys. So it's like yin and yang, and they to kind of piece together, but I don't have this little match. So this is a maple, piece of maple.
Wow.
Nice.
And yeah, the maple tree fell and killed one of our dogs. And I just saved the...
That's not...
I'm adding to the story. I just won't be able to find my friggin'...
Oh, I was so... I got...
This is $1,300, by the way. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, $1,300 spent. But if you add, you know, I do bless it with holy water from Ireland. So I bless all my pieces with holy water. This one happened to maybe kill one of my dogs.
Wow.
It's so hard to determine what's real and what's not right now.
That's part of the allure. Like, you don't know what's happening. But this is not. This is real. This is real.
That's the real deal.
It's the real deal. And for $1,300, I will throw in this coffee scoop.
That's well worth it.
I think $1,300 for, and it goes to charity.
Well, two damn hours he had to work.
Some
on.
Of it.
At least 2 hours.
At least.
I don't want to talk, Dave, but how are your axes doing?
My axes, they're doing pretty sweet. They're struggling in this heat because you know I I don't know if you can see this.
What paint do you use? Is that oil?
I keep my...
Oh, damn.
You were talking about the axes that I'm painting an axe.
No. I'm not talking about your guitar.
Oh, my axes.
I don't relate to that. I don't relate
to my axe. My actual axes are doing...
Your actual axes that you paint.
I'm painting a couple right now. I don't have them in here. They're in the living room right now. But
what do you use? Awesome. Is that an oil? What paint do you use for that?
I'm glad you asked. I use all water-based... So I use sometimes oil-based primers, but I use all water-based paints because I don't like fumes that much.
Right.
I maxed out on fumes. This is a true thing. I maxed out on like xylene and all that stuff in my 20s, like doing artwork. And now, like, if I even get around a Sharpie... And if you ever want to just knock me out, just put a Sharpie under my nose, and I'll knock.
Stare right there.
I'll nod off.
Stare right there. Let's see if this works.
Wait, let
it works.
Oh, it's out.
I'm out.
It's out.
Yeah, I can't. Any chemicals, I start to literally, truly just start to nod off.
Dave, can I do a quick backstory? Like, all the producers, it's funny. For your show, I just want to let everybody know.
Sure.
They gave us a list of topics and stuff. So I had to prepare so hard for the show. They're like, all right, Dave might talk about Sharpies. It's like, if you could just get, like, honestly, it was like, you're like, I know I make up a bunch of stuff, like my dog, the tree, and all that stuff, and holy water. But this, I'm not even kidding. But your producers are so good. It's like, Dave might talk about Sharpies or allude to that. If you could just get a Sharpie as a prop. And I was so prepared. It's like, I can do it. It's like, I had to call Gary! Get over here. Gary's the one that told me, get over here, you son of a bitch! Get over here. Gary's the one that went out and bought a Sharpie for me because I knew we were going to talk about this bit. And... Look at that. But like clockwork, your producer's like, Dave's going to commit to it. He's going to talk about these fumes and stuff. But right when you put up the Sharpie, he's going to do one of these faint maneuvers. But good bit. It worked. I thought it was awesome. Great job tonight.
Days of pre-interview.
That was an act two, and we were right at act two of the show tonight.
That's exactly
right. That's awesome.
This is a lot of people... They think it's all loose and stuff, but it's every moment.
No.
Every moment.
This is all planned. This is a well-oiled shit. I mean, shit.
Yeah, both. Well, sure.
They're both work. Tell me what else is going on, Dave. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm manipulating.
You're the guest. We want to hear these.
Whatever. Bob's Burger is great. Things are doing great with that. Like, everything is fine.
It's like 40. It's like season 37 or something now.
Season 13. It's season 13. That's amazing. Season 13.
This is amazing. Now,
it is a great.
It is.
Ask me something, Dave.
It's a great. I want to ask you about Bob's Burgers, but you're up in Bear Country now.
Oh my God! Yeah. No. That's you. That need you say more. Our neighbor, sent me a picture. We just came up. The whole family came up for Emily, my neighbor, my family. We came up, and there's a, just a FYI, our dog scared a mother bear and their two cubs up the tree, like right beside us.
Oh my God!
All day we had, and I don't have the, I could show you the picture, but there's a mother bear and two beautiful cubs 50 feet up in a pine tree, scared to death from their dogs. So yeah, and we have another bear named Kevin. He's been getting into our trash for the last 2 months.
Did you name him?
No, my neighbor named it Kevin, but we all like a, we have like this, you know, we all agree like what the names of the bears are, but we all agree Kevin works.
Yeah.
He's a yearling. He's probably about a year. So they're right at the cusp of like, they could be dangerous or they could be playful. Do I put peanut butter all over my body and lay out in the sun or do I not? What should I do? So we got at least, we have at least four bears floating around right now. And our neighbor has if you hear a horn, like an air horn, that means one of our neighbors is scaring off one of the bears. So I just heard an hour ago, I heard the horn sound. And that means the bear's like floating around.
It's a bear scare.
It's a bear scare.
Now, does that mean like, can you, like, if you hear the bear scare horn, can you like?
Know what I do? I run inside and I wash the peanut butter off my body and then I go back out and then I get a pan and I just, you get two pans and you just bang pans together.
Can you take your dog out when the bears are around or frowned upon?
Well, I don't have a dog because they were
not anymore. Yeah.
Hit by that tree, you know. Yeah, but our neighbor, I think they're terrified. They're scared of everything.
The bears are.
The bears are. I mean, they climbed the tree. The mama bear. It was pretty sad.
So they're. It is that thing. They're more afraid of us than we are of them.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty scared of them because take away all the peanut butter, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They are, here's a quick story. I made this quick. True story. Last year, my oldest child, Alice, she's been wanting to camp out on our property forever. I'm like, all right. So I bought one of those dome tents from whatever. And long story short, I have three girls. So Alice and Lila, the oldest two. So we're going to camp out.
How old is Alice now? About eight?
Alice is eight, going on nine. Eight and a half.
Pride myself on my age guessing of friends' children.
No, you nailed it. Alice is eight. Lila is almost six. So I'm like, hey, let's do it. So we had a fun night. We made it like a camping. You've been up here. Like, we have a nice little camping area.
Oh, it's wonderful.
So we made marshmallows. We had these cinder blocks set up. And my girls, they literally wanted to use the cinder blocks as bathrooms. So let me just tell you, I'm proud of my girls. So the cinder block, you know, the cinder blocks, the open little two gaps of the cinder blocks were pointing up. So they would sit and pee in it. So it was that was sort of like their urinal. And they tried to poop in it. They did everything. It was just like fun outdoor camping. We made marshmallows. We made hot dogs. Anyway, cut to the chase. Like, all right, Emily, we got to clean up the whole area because their bears are around. We made s'mores, marshmallows, and everything. So we thought we cleaned up the whole area. Cut to 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, by the way, and there's no rain, so we had the rain flap off. So it was, you know, the dome tent, we had this air mattress, and our head was, like, literally right behind, elevated behind the tent. I mean, you could see through it. So I heard in the woods just, like, this loud crunching. And it's like, oh, shit, it's a fucking bear.
Oh, man.
And my kids were still asleep. It was like, oh, man, because you know a big bear. So mm-hmm. I heard it in the woods, like, all right, so just stay calm. And backstory is I had another tent earlier I was going to sleep beside them that it got too hot. And in my other tent, I had an axe because just in case I had a, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
So I left in the middle of the night because one of my kids like, can you sleep with us? So I left to sleep with them. So I'm sitting with Alice and we're on our blow-up mattress, and I hear the sounds of the crunching in the woods, and then it got really quiet. And then I was like, okay, where'd the bear go? And then probably 10 seconds later, I hear right behind us, it's like, like literally smelling the back of our head, 2 inches away. And I'm like, shit. So I'm, and then I think it's like, oh my God, I didn't wash Alice's face. She had s'mores and marshmallows and chocolate all over her face. It's like, oh my God, I remember I washed, because they smell everything, you know?
Uh-huh.
So this bear was 2 inches from her head through this little mesh. He's like, and I'm like, and I'm telling you, to this day, my heart was just, it was like the telltale heart. It's like, mm-hmm. He could hear my heart. He can hear, or she, I don't know what it was, but it was a huge bear.
Oh my God.
And I said, Alice, I whispered to Alice, like, Alice, just stay still. There's a bear right behind us. And she whispered in my hair, she goes, I can smell his breath. And I can feel his breath just spraying on. So I pushed her down. It was like her arm was like, it was just terrifying last year. So I pushed her down a little bit. And then he was right behind my head going, just sniffing her face. And I was like, what do you do? Is he going to just like get his little claw? Like, I don't think it was going to attack us, but he could smell the marshmallow on her face. It was like, is he going to just do this giant paw and just like scratch her? So I was in my mind, it's like, I'm just going to turn around. If I feel like a paw, I'm just going to turn around and punch as hard as I can, because my fucking axe was in the other tent that I left, had no protection.
Oh my.
So God. Then this is the scariest thing for my kids and everybody. And then I went gutter, like I went animal.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just stay calm. And I was like, like I screamed as loud as I could. And then my kids didn't say a word, but they heard daddy. If you can imagine, and I'm not even kidding. Never been this scared in my life. Cause it's like my kid, this bear's going to fucking bite my kid's head off. Cause I didn't wipe her s'mores off her face. And he's just like, she could smell his breath. So it's like, and then I heard the bear jump on. We have this picnic table. I could hear him on the picnic table. It's like, okay, he's gone. And then I heard him walk off into the woods. And he went down like 10 minutes later. Our neighbors lived down below us. And I hear, our neighbors weren't there, but I hear the sound of their screen door go, kong, 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 kong. This is 3 o'clock in the morning.
What?
The bear was trying to break into their house.
Hmm.
Kong, 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 kong.
Whoa.
Fucking scary as shit. Pardon my language.
Oh,
but
man.
That was just last year.
That's
insane. But it was like, literally, I smelled it. I felt it. But if you ever want to smell like bear breath, God, how do you describe it? It's like sweaty balls. Have you ever it's just like huge sweaty ball. But that happened last year. So anyway,
oh my,
they're around. So that, you know, this year it's like, but they did. But here's the thing: he or she did not try to hurt me. Nothing happened. Is that? But I did. My guttural scream scared it off, but it was so scary. He knew, the bear knew, or she knew how terrified, like he could sense how scared, but the smell of marshmallow on my kid's face 2 inches from him was too much for him but it was like, could have been just like that. And we've had bears break into all of our packages up here. They just rip up in, because they're just curious.
Uh-huh. Oh,
but that was
God.
Terrifying. Anyway.
That's,
I made that into a long, epic story. That really did happen.
That's terrifying.
My dog being killed by a fucking spoon, that didn't happen. The bear thing really did happen.
Oh, how far from the house were you when that?
Oh, it's like, oh my God. And so I texted Emily, my real wife. I'm not going to lie about that anymore. I gave birth to my real wife, Emily. Not my neighbor. I came coming clean tonight. Coming clean, my real wife Emily. So she's with our Helen, our youngest. I texted her at 3 o'clock because I was terrified. I said, I didn't know if the bear was going to come back. So I said, big bear right behind us, FYI. And because I texted her, and then on the camera, then finally I was up, like, you know, the bear was gone. And I didn't text my wife back to say, like, the bear finally left. So I see Emily comes out like at she gets the text. I think she wakes up an hour later to pee. She gets the text. She's like, oh my God. So in our video, yeah, we have cameras. So you can see her on the camera, like walking with a flashlight with a, like basically with a stick, like, am I going to come out to a tent with not only my husband, but my two daughters just ravaged by a bear, but I never responded to her, but it scared the shit out of her.
Oh,
she said, why didn't you text back? It's like, cause I was in the heat. I was like, I didn't know what was going to happen, but it was terrifying.
She needed a taste of the point is, too. Yeah.
But the bears are nice. They don't want to hurt you. The bear never did anything. It responded to my screams. But the fact is I had to warn my kids tonight. It's like, we have sighting of, like, within the last today, four bears are floating around with, you know, our yard now.
Wow.
There could be, Gary, you son of a bitch. Gary, you got, Gary comes up, he's like that. You got to meet my lawyer. He's so fucking funny. He's like, ah, I was like, fuck you, Gary. Anyway, whatever.
Scary.
Scary Gary is what we call it.
That's terrifying.
It was terrifying last year. But so anyway, we have a new tent, this really cool canvas tent, and this it's safe. And I got bear spray. I got
is bear spray?
Bear spray. If you're at the insurrection, who's at the insurrection?
Oh, that's right. Chris was at the insurrection.
Yes.
I don't.
You guys would know. Bear spray is basically it's pepper spray that shoots 20 feet. That's basically, it's horrible. I mean, it's great
it's for bears, legal?
But...
Like, you can just go in a store.
Oh, it's legal. Yeah, bear spray is legal. Insurrection spray is not legal, which is bear spray. But that's what we have. You have to have it. I mean, just in case.
Yeah.
Or a hatchet, which I didn't have at that time. Anyway, it's scary. Whatever. They're fine. I mean, they're sweet. They're sweet animals. They're scary. But, like, if there's a bear an inch away from my head, sniffing you, and you could smell its breath and the heat hitting your head, your daughter's head, is like terrifying.
That's terrifying. But you know,
I
mean, I'm sure your daughters thought you were already the toughest man alive. But after that, scaring off a bear, they must be like,
they told my wife, Emily, she was like, Daddy was screaming. I've never heard Daddy scream. When I say scream, just imagine you're the most loved one you've ever had, and you had to gutturally scream to scare off a villain, an evil spirit. That's how loud I was. Like, I know people could hear it like a mile and a half away. It was, and my kids didn't do. They were terrified for the fact that I said there's a bear, and then Daddy freaks out because I didn't. It's like, now's my time. It's like, is he going to just rip through the tent? Like, I had to do something. I didn't have my axe. Like, was like my tent away.
Yeah.
It was just scary. I mean, yeah, but they laugh about it now. But it was truly terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
Terrifying. Now I know what it's like to deliver a baby.
I was going to say, if I were there, I would have sacrificed myself. I would have.
I was going to. I was ready. Like, I pushed Lila, I mean, Alice down, and I was just, like, going to do one of those punches. Like, I was, you don't know. What's crazy is I don't know if you've ever been, like, it's just like a switch that turns on. It's like, oh, I might die. I might. And at that moment, I thought I might see my daughter just being mauled by a bear in front of my, like, what you envision is like, it's crazy. And you do, everything kind of stands still, time stands still for like a couple seconds. But I had to make a decision, and my heart was beating. Like, he could hear he knew how terrified I was.
Oh,
but it was still there. Nothing changed. I was like, punch him as hard as you can. And thank God I didn't accidentally punch my daughter. That would have been awful.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Anyway, whatever. But I'm still, you know, I'm still.
You're still here.
I'm still here. And my daughters are still here. But the bears are still here as well.
Yeah.
They're definitely still here.
Oh my God.
And they don't care. Yeah. Moral of the story, clean your face if you're going to eat s'mores and camp out in the Catskills.
Yeah, this is good to know.
Yeah.
I'm going in the house early next time I come up there.
No, but you don't. That's the thing. We don't. Like, Leo, I remember Leo Allen came years ago, stayed with stayed with us. We were staying in our backyard, same yard you've been in.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw, I think we saw three giant bears just come towards us. We had a big, and by the way, apple trees, they love their apple trees. They'll climb, they'll climb all your apple trees and eat all your apples. We're literally sitting under an apple tree and these three giant bears come towards us and two grown men terrified. Like, I mean, it's like you freak out. You freak out so hard. And it doesn't matter. But we had each other, and then we kind of calmed each other down. And we're like, all right, let's just keep our eye on it. They did nothing. They just walked away. So we'll be fine. But it's scary. It's like fun scary. Every time you see one, it's like, all right, you're all right. I get it.
Wow.
It's scary.
Man, oh, man.
I know. We don't have to talk about it anymore. We can talk, whatever. Dave, what are you doing?
No, I love it. Well,
change the subject.
I love this. This is the kind of bear content we shoot for on the show, and we never get.
I used to talk about it, your old podcast.
The FMU
check
show.
In upstate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I missed that. That was a great show.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. But I'm glad we got some bear content on this program. And we're at the 9 o'clock hour. We have to ride off into
into
the sunset.
I understand.
So this is perfect. We brought it. Everyone's safe.
We're safe, guys.
We're safe. Bobby, thank you so much.
I feel like that the bear story should be its own. And we're going to make an NFT out of that. I don't understand what an NFT
is. Please. I don't either. God.
But we're going to do it.
I don't either, but we should definitely do it.
Thank you,
Dave,
Bobby.
Dave, listen. Hey, thank you for officially, we talked about a bunch of bears, but thank you for officially with my legal team. We made it. You're going to be on Get On My Property.
I'm in.
The biggest, the most popular G-rated show of 2023 when we're finally done with it. This is exciting. I'll come back on your show. We'll talk about how successful it is.
Excellent. I'm excited.
We should all do that.
And everyone, watch Bob's Burgers and go see the Bob's Burgers movie.
Yeah.
And save up your $1,300 for the spoon. Bobby's Chili Spoon.
Yeah.
You get two out of it, so it's a good deal.
And grits.
Yeah.
Doubles as a grit spoon in a pinch.
Doubles as a grit spoon. 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 All right. Thanks, Dave. That was fun. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, Bobby. And thank you, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. Thank you, New Jersey Chicken Rancher Des. Thanks to everyone watching the live stream and everyone listening in the futuristic podcast format. We'll see you next time.
Bye. We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye.
We did it.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.